citizens are going to be at the heart of the discussion, I'm told, to reopen the facility during a process that's already started or about to begin?
There's been a quiet phase that has started, which was kind of doing some due diligence, looking around, asking some questions, and kind of gathering the information that we needed to really kind of take a look at and see whether or not this is something that can move forward, and whether there was, you know, take the temperature of the community and see if there was any level of support. And happy to report that, you know, all the signs are fairly good. The community support has been overwhelming to keep this center open, and that's from the arts community, but it's also from the business community and other places. And so that's where we are right now. What we're trying to do is turn the corner here now and really kind of formalize with a process to bring people in and have that dialogue and have that discussion.
Go back a little bit, if you will, and talk about the Schwartz Center. When did it close? Why did it close?
So my it closed this past summer at the end of June, and the board of directors at the time, I think they made the responsible decision. They simply did not have the funding to maintain operations, and they couldn't spend in deficit. So, you know, I think they were careful stewards, and they did what they thought was the right thing to do at the time. And, you know, this is an iconic building in downtown Dover, right? This has been kind of in the heartbeat of our downtown since 1904. It was an old vaudeville theater. It was a movie theater. If you talk to a lot of people who have spent any amount of time in Dover, this is a place where they went. They went for concerts. They went for movies. They went for a variety of things. And people very much want to see that type of attraction available. And that's what we're trying to do now, is we're trying to take what the previous board learned from their time, and pick out what worked and pick out what didn't work and see if we can kind of make it work a little bit different, maybe, and with a different economic model, and make this thing viable economically. We know we can make it viable artistically, but we have to make it viable economically.
All right. Besides state arts officials, you've also been in contact with the presidents of Wesley College and Delaware State University. How did that go?
Wesley College and Delaware State University, for a little more than a decade, have been the owners of the building and have also been kind of the key financial supporters for the Schwartz Center for the Arts. And they came to a point, both came to a point where they simply couldn't sustain that given their educational missions. And they were very polite about it. I thought they were very nice about it. The conversations that we've had with Dr. Harry Williams and President Clark from Wesley have been open and cordial. They're very supportive, and I think they want to see this succeed as much as we want to see it succeed. But they've also been very frank to say we really shouldn't depend on them for any more additional funding, and we get it. We have to pivot away from that model and just kind of create an economic model that is a little more sustainable than just relying on a couple of big donors.
All right, so let's go back to this working group. You're looking for input from the public. What is the best way? Because I'm sure there are members of the public who are very vocal about this, about the Schwartz Center. How can the public get comments to you or other members of the working group?
Sure. So we're going to have really kind of three pools of people involved. One is a working group that will be announced here by the end of September. I'm kind of putting the last names together and vetting some of that. Those are the people who will kind of, for 90 days, they'll do the heavy lifting of listening to all the ideas, distilling all that, and coming up with kind of a plan going forward. In the middle of that, there's going to be an event in the first week in November called a charrette. And a charrette is where we'll bring probably 40 to 50 people together, a good cross-section of our community and other communities, by invitation, to come to the Schwartz Center and give us a day of their time and give us their thoughts for the day. And then the charrette methodology really kind of allows you to gather these ideas and by the end of the day really kind of pull out some key findings that you have. And then the third group is, who will the new board of directors be for an organization that's going to operate this center? And as part of all of that process, we'll have opportunity for public comment. People have been reaching out to me via email or if they see me. If you Google me and I'm on City of Dover's website, you have both my cell phone and my email addresses on there. So feel free to send your comments or call me with your comments.
All right, Tim, you've been involved in discussions to reopen the Schwartz Center, and city government may facilitate discussions going forward, but the city of Dover really doesn't have any plans to take over that building's ownership, right?
Right. You know, my approach to it is that a municipal government has, like, core functions it has to do, right? We have police, we have an electricity utility, we have water and sewer, we keep our streets swept and clean, and we get trash out of the way, and we get snow out of the way. Owning and operating a performing arts theater is simply not something we do. It's not in our wheelhouse. It's not something that I think our taxpayers really kind of expect when they pay their property taxes, that it's going to go for that kind of activity. Now, that said, we have a vested interest in making sure that our downtown is vibrant and that our arts community is vibrant, because this is an important part of our community. So we're going to try to facilitate as much of this discussion as possible, pull the right people together, and I think we're going to see an energy kind of develop from that, where then the city can kind of know its role, back away a little bit, and let the new organization take over.
I've been to the Schwartz Center many times. It's a lovely facility. Let's say it is reopened. What's the plan for talent?
So we've had some very preliminary discussions. When you operate a performing arts center like this, what we've learned is that talent can be one of your highest costs, paying for talent to perform. It's also one of your riskiest ventures, right? If you don't have the money and you're paying the talent and you're kind of hedging that on ticket sales, and then your ticket sales don't materialize, you find yourself in trouble. And we want to go away from that model. And it could be that the first year, the first 2 years, might be a no-risk or low-risk model, where we just turn to our community and say, who needs a stage? Who wants to do a performance in the Schwartz Center? And just kind of work out the details of how we might do that. There's a lot of talent in our community here. There's a lot of performing arts organizations, whether they be theatrical performing arts like the Children's Theater and the Kent County Theater Guild, or whether they're musical performance like the Delaware Friends of Folk and some other groups that are holding concerts. We have dance troops and dance classes that are looking for recital space. These are all things that we can kind of tap on and bring in at low to no cost with no risk involved. And it may be that those first few years, we are a community stage, that we're not going to try to compete with some of the other venues that are in our area that get high-priced talent to come in, because we just simply won't be there. But we might get there sooner rather than later.